Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police have a person of interest in custody in that attack last week in Central Park on a 21-year-old sunbather.
The person was picked up 5 days ago in relation to a forcible touching incident. It's not clear when that occurred, but according to sources, the DNA in that case matched the DNA in the Central Park case. A sketch of a possible suspect was released last week with a reward of $3,500 for information to Crime Stoppers. In the Central Park case, a 21-year-old woman was approached June 24th at 104th Street while she was sunbathing. A man had exposed himself, and when she tried to run, he came after her and attacked her. She managed to fight him off. He fled, and police were notified. The case may be headed to a grand jury. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Some 9/11 families are gathering today to demand that both President Biden and Donald Trump address newly released footage about possible Saudi government involvement in the 9/11 attacks. Our Glenn Chuck has that story.
This new video footage airing for the first time on 60 Minutes last month shows Omar al-Mayoumi, an alleged Saudi intelligence agent, shooting video footage of the U.S. Capitol and other D.C. landmarks back in the summer of 1999. Now, the 9/11 family group 9/11 Justice says this adds new proof, they believe, to the Saudis' government involvement in the terror attacks by giving the surveillance footage to at least two of the 9/11 hijackers. Now, 9/11 Justice are calling on both President Biden and former President Donald Trump to immediately address these revelations. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Police are asking for help finding the two men who were responsible for a stabbing in the Bronx early yesterday morning. Police say that about 4:30 a.m. on Monday, the 38-year-old was walking on Albany Crescent in the Kingsbridge section when two other men approached him. One began stabbing him multiple times. The two then fled the scene. The victim rushed to St. Barnabas Hospital, where he's said to be in stable condition. Police are asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. We have pictures of the suspects at 1010winds.com. The Adams administration has launched a new Midtown Community Improvement Coalition to protect public safety in Manhattan. The plan will bring law enforcement, elected officials, and community leaders together to address quality of life issues, including retail theft, open drug use, mental health issues, and unlicensed cannabis shops. Teams will regularly patrol the area to observe issues in real time while also connecting people with services such as housing and medical care. The plan is modeled after the successful 125th Street Business Improvement District. The city's latest budget, passed over the weekend, includes $2 billion for affordable housing. Mayor Adams said this morning that the help is needed more now than ever.
We're facing a massive housing crisis when you think about it. 1.4% vacancy rate and almost zero when you look at affordable units. If we don't lean into this in a real way, we won't be able to address this crisis. More than half of the renters are rent burdened.
The Adams administration has a goal of building 500,000 new homes by 2032. In the short term, Adams says the money will also help food pantries, homeless teens, and increase security at NYCHA buildings. A Queens junkyard has reached a nearly $500,000 settlement with the city over pollution concerns. State Attorney General Letitia James sued LSM Auto Parts in Jamaica for contaminating soil and groundwater in the area. James says the company's also ignored regulations regarding proper automobile and fluid disposal. LSM has been ordered to clean up the property under the supervision of the Department of Environmental Conservation. If they fail to do so, they could face nearly $300,000 in fines.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.